gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It is 4-3-2020. The 2020 principle, huh? Well, let me tell you what. This thing is starting to go wild weasel. But I'm going to tell you, the key to a lot of this is to go and read what Lord Jesus has to say. And what we're getting now, I've been hearing about 4-4. What's going to happen? What's going to go down? Is it going to be war with the Red Chinese? Are we going to attack the Colombian cartels, the Mexican cartels inside Mexico and Colombia? Are we going to go to war with them? Are we going to blow the Russian ships out of the harbors in Cuba and in Venezuela? Okay. But here's what I'm trying to say to you. Matthew 24, Jesus says in the red letters, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet." Rumors of wars and wars are going to come to pass. Read what Jesus has to say. I've been reading this to you now for almost 16 years. And I'm going to tell you what. What Jesus has to say is being a perfect description of what's going on right now. And what is also getting ready to go on. "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines." That means you're going to starve to death if you don't have food. "And pestilences." Oh, do we have a virus? "And earthquakes in diverse places." Have we suddenly got earthquakes in Idaho? And are they coming through from Cascadia? I've been watching the Mimic, the M-I-M-I-C, where, not because that's its first thing that it's supposed to do, but because over the years I've watched it, and you can see the scalar warfare and the scalar activity of use of scalar weapons, regardless of who uses them. Now let me just tell you again, some of you out there think that automatically that everybody in the United States government, intel world, and military are all on the same ball team. But we're all together. We're on the American ball team. There's a whole lot of different competing ball teams in the American League, now ain't there? And in the National League, now aren't there? Just as there are different factions within the deep state, which is the new world. I call it used to be the powers that be, the new world order. But what I've always tried to call it is those in the highest level, to a certain degree, and many of the agencies, the military, the intelligence agencies, and the government, and the judicial part of the government, and certainly in Congress, and not necessarily this president, but other presidents, have been Luciferians. They worship Lucifer, the light bringer. Oh, now who of you out there, you ask yourself this question rhetorically, are you craving more light? Huh? That's the Masonic thing, right? You're craving the light, right? Well, that's Lucifer the Lightbringer. And Albert Pike, who I've read his 1871 letters to Giuseppe Mazzini, who was the head of the Altadena, an Italian Altadena thing, which was basically at the time who controlled a lot of European Freemasonry. Pike being the one who invented the 33rd degree, who was a Luciferian, And his book, Morals and Dogma, tells you, and it's on the shelf in your Blue Lodge. It's on the shelf in every Masonic temple in the United States or all over the world. Morals and Dogma says, tell it to those of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degree that the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer the Lightbringer. So you have a whole lot of people worshiping Lucifer at the top slots. So when I say scalar warfare, doesn't mean it's the Red Chinese doing it. Doesn't mean it has to be the Russians, although it could be. But it could also be another faction of the top slots in the United States military or government. You know, I've talked to you years ago. I used to talk to you about it more when we used to talk about the MMV. And the MMV were the Magi portion that split from the black magic or the black magician portion of Majority Joint Intelligence Command. The mighty men and women of valor, the mighty men of valor, represented a faction or a group that was more inclined to Lord Jesus and also more inclined to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States. So consequently, back during the fight against the Dracos underground at Dulce, when there was a war in the deep underground where there is a joint underground research facility in Dulce, New Mexico, and this back in the 80s, where there was a war and the Dracos and the U.S. military were going at it, and a whole lot of people were killed, they brought in those of the MMV, and they used to fight in those days, and they used to say to themselves, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And they went in there and took back over that facility. Because of that, they took some of the best hardware and tools and split from the program with evil, with the evil people involved in it. Then that would go into the Jasons, the scientists, and all the people. The Jasons, and all of these people, and a lot of them side with those of the black magic, you see. Some don't. So don't automatically think about it's your ball team. You know, let's say you're an old Illinois thing. How about them Cubs? How about them Cardinals? Southern Illinois likes the Cardinals. Chicago, Northern Illinois likes the Cubs or the White Sox, you know, whatever. Or maybe it's the Reds versus somebody in Cincinnati. Or it's the Angels versus somebody in San Diego, all right? Or it's the Dodgers versus this one. It's the Yankees versus that one. It's the Atlanta Braves versus the other one, all right? So consequently, don't automatically think that everybody's on the same side. Or nation should rise against nation. That's also talking about divisions within side of your own country. But Jesus goes on to say that all of these are the beginning of sorrows. In other words, the wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. I'll tell you something else that one of the Chinese billionaires, Guo, G-U-O, I believe his name is, Guo, And I don't have his blog right handy. I've been sent some of this by some of the good old folks up there in the old California hillsides up there on the road that the Lord protected. Not far from the paradise. Fire. But God bless you, by the way. Y'all keep watching that road. Make sure that nobody comes up it that shouldn't come up that road. Anyway, what I'm just trying to say is this. Guo from China says that this thing will occupy America about through June. He escaped or got out of communist red China. And he's an enemy of the communist, Chinese Communist Party, basically. So he got out with his money, and so he would be aligned against the Lee family and some of the others, perhaps. But he says that the next thing that the Chinese are going to...
Gentlemen, we got knocked off the Skype again. We're talking about the wrong thing. Talking about Lord Jesus, I guess. And talking about the factions and different things in the military. I guess they do not like that. So all I can say to those pukes in the NSA and the pukes in the FBI and all the EIEIOs, you know, you're messing with somebody who works for the Lord Jesus, who was called to do so and to tell the truth against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. So if you're shutting any of this off, it's being shut up because you are an enemy of Lord Jesus. You think about that, you think about your souls, you think about your career dissipation lights, and the na-na-na-na-na-na, and the little flash red lights, your background, your mind, and the evil that you do. Because the MMV and those of that caliber, which have been basically had to go off planet or be wiped out by the other factions, we talked about that for over the years. That's not the story tonight. The story tonight is still what's getting ready to happen, and there's the other shoe that's getting ready to drop. And other shoes. So what we're talking about here is Guo, this guy from China, has said that possibly, allegedly, that the coronavirus will occupy the United States, the world, basically through... It'll be the United States through June, all right? And that's also some kind of a date that some people are coming up with again now. June, July, August. By then, there won't be any economics left in the country. By then, there'll be 30, 40, 50% unemployment. And then all you have is Jim Acosta working and Trump working and Fauci and Burks working, you know? And the Congress working, wanting to investigate shifty-shift. The fact that it's a Trump virus. He caused it because he blew his nose back in 1979. You understand what I'm saying? This thing is like crazy. It's nuts. It's wild. It's wars. Rumors of wars. So I don't know. I've also heard that, according to Guo, that the hantavirus will be released to the United States. Now, suppose they graft that son of a gun somehow onto or recombine it somehow with the easy-to-catch Wuhan flu, the Wuhan 400 that they predicted back in 81 in Kuntz's book. All right? See, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, work on plans that are hundreds of years old here. And now the devil is behind in his game because you, a certain number of you, have interfered with him. You've interfered with his new world order. A lot of people have turned to Jesus, not the billions, but enough that are actually praying and that know the Lord and are praying intercessory prayers and what have you, and are praying against this evil and fighting it. So now I'm doing a different show, in a sense, because I'm hitting the nail right on the head again. They're knocking me off the Skype.
Well, off the Skype, ba-ba-ba-ba.
No. Brother Quayle, before me, got knocked off the air more than anybody I ever saw. And now, since I've taken up his timing here and to do this type of show, which he gave to me a number of years ago because he wanted to go back into his research and do other items and have these big, giant conferences and do this important work that he's been doing and Branson and what have you. And incidentally, go to stevequayle.com. You've got an upcoming thing in Branson, which will be a stream thing only because he cannot have the conference like he planned. But sign up for that and then also get his Cascadia video because you just might understand earthquakes in diverse places if you look at the Cascadia Vimeo, which you can watch immediately, I guess, on the Vimeo. All right, if you sign up for it, or you can get the upcoming CD or, you know, whatever that will be put out about it. But go to stevequayle.com, sign up for that. And then if you need general knowledge so that you can explain this to your kids about what's starting to go on, then Brother Quayle's books are excellent, okay? Just excellent. You can understand so much from Steve's books. He's been on the air for years and years and years and years as a watchman. And I'm going to tell you, I've been on now for 16 years that he put me on the radio because the Lord had told him, in his shower, when he was talking, Steve Weiss says when he gets a message in the shower that the Lord has taught him something. So it's now in June, it'll be 16 years since Steve put me on air. Anyway, that's not the point. But the thing is, we've been telling you for a long time, and I'm going to tell you again, do not get crazy in the head. Channel that into continuing to prepare methodically using lists of things that you will need. If you think about if you're in a wartime scenario, let's take something out of a movie like Enemies at the Gate. Let's say you're in Stalingrad. You see where the Nazis and the Russians are fighting each other in the sniper war, right? You saw how they lived there. You've seen movies like On the Road, that kind of thing. Mel Gibson and all of the Road Warrior and all the different movies, Thunderdome and all of that. If you could have a barter town, you might be not wrong, okay, if you had a little barter town. Or if you were sitting there and what's the newer one where they shoot the shoots the bow and arrow and all that stuff. I can't think of it right now, but it's the one where they have the different segments of the United States and they have to play in the games and all that kind of thing. Well, anyway, Katniss Everdeen and all that stuff. You remember they had the trading post in the little town there where she lived, where it was in the Smokies or in the coal mining district, right? District whatever. So I'm just telling you, that's not necessarily wrong. Prepare, you know, food, water purification. Remember all the years ago I told you to buy NBC gear, nuclear, biological, and chemical? And I used to talk to you about Tyvek F-Suit and military grade M, as in military 95 mass. And then I also talked to you over the years, people said, oh, well, I got the N95s. Well, all you people that bought the N95s as well have got a nice product now, don't you? You've got something you can wear to protect yourself. Although now they're going to say, oh, if you're wearing an N95, then you're a hoarder, blah, 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 blah. You've stolen that from the medical professionals. No. You bought N95s years ago. I bought N95s years ago, and I also bought some carbon filled masks that filtered out 96%. I bought some N100s years ago. And then I also bought them when we first started going into this. Beginning of January is when we were on this case. And that's when others were talking about something else. Yes, I'm aware, Brother Horse and others. Yes, Hal Turner's got a cryptic message of a guy in a jump timer. It's, you know, 3 minutes to midnight or it's ground zero or whatever. But you see, that's the wars and rumors of wars. That's what I'm starting out trying to talk about. It's wars and rumors of wars. And what I've heard is this. I've heard from this woe guy that the possibility of the Hanna virus might be released by the Chinese in the United States. Allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. That's a rumor. Don't know. Okay? But I told you 16 years ago to prepare for it. Brother Quayle told you almost 30 years ago to prepare for it. So, in terms of that, we've had to get knocked off the Skype, and now we're on the little talkie and all of that. But here's the deal. You've got to pay attention to what the Bible has to say, and the first preparation is to get on your knees, repent of your sins, and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. If you do that, you've got the first preparation and the best prep, because that is the key to surviving what is going to come. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. That means there'll be nobody alive unless those days are shortened. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But the question is, if you know Jesus, are you in the elect or are you not? Maybe you don't know Jesus. Maybe you just attend church and you go, seem, shalabim, haka, baka, baka. Okay, and you go and thank you and you wear your good suit and a nice pretty hat, you know, and the high-heeled shoes and the whole bit. I don't know. But do you know Lord Jesus himself? Do you know him as your Savior? That is the key to surviving what's getting ready to come. So I do not know exactly when he's going to come, but I'm going to tell you, like he says in Matthew 25, which you ought to read too, again tonight, read it to your children. Like the wise and foolish virgins. And how the foolish virgins, when they heard the alarm that the bridegroom was coming, said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But you can know the season, can't you? We're in the season, let me tell you. Now, this 4-4 bit, let's go into that, because everybody, I think I've gotten about 15 messages about the Hal Turner cryptic, you know, watch, clock. It's like a timer, I think, for a jump timer, isn't it? For all the parachutists out there. I've also heard that there might be a lockdown of travel inside the United States, state to state. I've heard of that, or that President Trump might do that. But then on the other hand, I don't think he has done that, because he talked today in his press conference. They asked him a cryptic question that would get him to say, are you going to make the other states that aren't under lockdown, are you going to do a federal? And no, he said that's up to the governors. So it may be that the governors do it, you see. It may be that there will be no flights out of the United States to anywhere else, or any flights from anywhere else coming into the U.S. I already know of people that are stuck in the Virgin Islands and places like that, and other places in the Caribbean. They can't come home. There's a lot of Americans, and yet Pompeo is telling all Americans to get home. But people can't get home because they can't get the flight, because the flights won't come in. Or they won't allow a flight for the United States to come there to pick people up to go. Unless you got the cho-chow to go buy your own plane or lease one, then nobody can get out. Now, let's go on to the other part about 4-4 and different things I've been hearing. You know that President Trump and the military, he's put them out, the Navy, Marines, a lot of different people are out on the ships and what have you, okay? Interdicting in the Caribbean, allegedly, and in the Gulf of Mexico, and in the Pacific, and the East Coast. Why are they doing that? Because there's a whole lot of Russians and Red Chinese vessels, submarines and things, around this country at all times. Iran has submarines. North Korea has submarines. So I've talked to you about this for years. I talked to you about Larkia Island and all of that. Remember when I brought up years ago, probably 2005, Larkia Island, and I talked about that, and all of a sudden, I talked about it on Thursday and Friday night, and then Sunday night, a Petrie Orion in the U.S. Navy is over Larkia surveying with, you know, instruments, okay? And then I told you last night also about the Venezuelans and all of that, buying all of the heavy hardware from, and missiles, okay? And then also allowing the Russians to stage down there, which Maduro even has more reason to allow that because he has no income from anybody else. And then also in Cuba. So we do have the Russians there, and they have blackjack bombers based there. They have missiles based there, but I'm going to tell you, it ain't all that far to put a blackjack bomber up in the air and zip the cruise missiles out. Boom, 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 and there you go. There goes the East Coast. There goes the Gulf Coast, all right? There goes hits on select military bases, all right, and ports. Suppose you hit Oceania. Suppose you hit, some Florida ports, you know, and Florida bases. Suppose you hit Bragg and knock out Pope and Fort Bragg and all of that. Kendall, Homestead, all the different ones, you know, and then all the ones in Texas. Barksdale, you suppose you just pop, 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 and then let's suppose that you hit the entire oil and gas industry, all right? The refinery capacities, Houston, New Orleans, up and down the Mississippi River, you know, Geismar and all them places in Louisiana, all right? Baton Rouge, the chemical refineries and plants, Exxon, Mobil, all that stuff up and down the line. And suppose you hit also with that some of the Gulf wells. You see, war is coming, and we have to get our ships and stuff out and deployed. It may be that they're going to use the cover story of narcotics interdiction as a cover story. But let me tell you one thing. The largest business on the planet right now, since the oil business, because of demand and oversupply, the price of a barrel of oil has gone way down. That's going to break people. It's intended to break people by the Russians and the fight between the Russians and the Saudis. It's intended to destroy the domestic American fracking and oil and gas production industries designed to drive the price down so where it won't cover the U.S. internal domestic production. And President Trump just keeps talking about, well, it's Russia and them fighting, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's about the American domestic production because we're the number one producers. It's about weakening America. It's about taking our capability to wage war out. And what I also think about on the 4-4 or whenever it's coming up, I don't know if it's then or if it's June or whatever it is, but I do know that he's pushing out and that the Pentagon is putting out into the thing, out into the world, projecting more of our force now around the United States because there are threats. There are stuff going on, but on the other hand, we fire Crozier, you know, because he, I'll tell you what I believe happened with Crozier. They're saying that they fired him because he didn't go up the chain of command. He put out this letter to all the people and he showed it to everybody, blah, 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 blah. So, basically, Motley, or whatever your name is, Secretary of Navy, you're sitting up there on a totem pole and doing all your dances and wow stuff and all of that. And somebody, already probably Crozier, put it up the line. He's got a problem with the COVID virus, and he needs help to protect his men, which is the number one duty, to protect the men of the ship and their mission of the captain. So why he put something out and made it more broadly known that there was a problem on the Teddy Roosevelt on the big stick was because he never got any satisfaction from command is why. And the one reason you don't get satisfaction from command is because some people at the top slot of the U.S. military worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, and some of them are communists or would side with other Luciferians like Hillary Clinton, like a Joker Tutts, like a Valerie Vajayjay, or whatever her name is. Right? The previous president, the Joker Tut, had a communist Iranian as his chief of staff, Valerie Jarrett. So the people that they put into the military, and you remember how many people they fired in the Navy, the top slots of the Army, the Navy, Marine Corps? Oh, you drank too much whiskey back in 1979. Or, oh, you had an affair back in basic training. Blah, 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 blah. All right? And that's the reason why. Oh, you gambled at a nightclub. Or, oh, you pinned somebody on the butt. All right? And then they replaced all of them. Or if you believed in Lord Jesus, or if you did not believe in the pink jockstrap or the pink bra and panty crowd, the LGBTQ 45739 transgender XYZ pronouns, that they should be in all of the military and running all of the military, and that everything should be just fine with that. If you didn't believe in that, then they cashiered your butt. They got rid of you as an officer or as a top non-com. Or they busted you back to corporal or whatever, or busted you back to seaman, you know? Or airman. So I'm telling you, that there are those in the U.S. military who would send our ships to Vietnam and put them in harm's way on a public relations mission, yet knowing that there was already COVID-19 in Vietnam. Oh, but it was just up in Hanoi. We're just going to Da Nang for our hands across the water, and, oh, we're going to revisit old friendship kind of stuff, right? You got the infectons put on you, son. So did you know the infectons were there? Yeah, you did. Crozier didn't know, but he should have known. But he was sent on a big, nice mission because they're trying to gain support of the people in the South China Sea to go against China, when the fact of the matter is that the Chinese running from the COVID since last December have been running into Vietnam, crossing the border at will, and just to anywhere to get the heck out of China. Because in China, like according to Guo, Guo says that they had 21 million or some people had it, and the 1.5 million people died, and they cremated them. And that's probably closer to the numbers. But it could also be that it's 21 million died. And they cremated them across Black Rain in Japan. Oh, I tell you what, this thing, you know, and what I'm trying to say to you is, stick with Lord Jesus, he is your true CIC, and prepare methodically to channel your angst, your anxiety, your fear, whatever. And also, if you're really with Lord Jesus and he's with you, then you will remove a large portion of your fear, and it will make you stronger. It'll put you brave and not make you a slave, you understand? It will keep you from fearing because you know where you're going to go. If you have Jesus as your Savior, and if you're to lose your life in this world, you have everlasting life with him in heaven. Luke 21, I've read that to you so many times too. Not a hair of your head shall perish. Even though the people are going to betray you, your parents, your brethren, your kinsfolk, your friends are going to betray you, and some of you they're going to put to death because you love Jesus. They'll turn you in. Or the government sees. Or a mask that will catch you against the sneeze. You see what I'm saying? I just am really get the way you've got to understand that Jesus is the way out of this thing. Anyway. So I've also heard that there's a possibility that, you know, Russia and China may go against us. Or North Korea add them into the pack. All right? And the fact is that the next shoes could drop. It could be, as Guo says, maybe they're going to, China's going to release antivirus. There are sure a lot of Chinese agents. Now there's talk about, well, you know, a lot of the masks that were in the United States were bought up and sent to China. Well, you know, when back in early January when I was telling people to go get N95 masks and where to get them, remember all of that? And then everybody waited a little too long, and then they disappeared. A lot of the masks in the United States were bought up by Chinese people. Couples, in some cases I've heard of, were buying everyone in this area. And then I also heard from different places where they were trying to ship them via UPS or FedEx or whatever back to China. Of course, by then, Trump had shut down some of the air traffic. And the cost was prohibitive. But a lot of the masks were bought up. And now they're telling you, you need to wear a mask. Remember, the Surgeon General double-talked again today at the press conference because he told you that, well, you can't wear a mask. They don't work for the human, for the people out in the public, but they need it for the people in the medical department. All right? Well, all I know is that I bought N95s. I have M95 full gas masks and Tyvek F suits that I've owned for years. I'm not going to give up any of them because I'll tell you what. All this tax money, all this stuff that goes into there, and the amount of money that hospitals have been making, and you think that doctors and people that make $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000, $1 million a year, some of them, although the average is about $250,000, $300,000, maybe 150 if you got the rural areas in. For a doctor, they don't make that much. But over the course of time, you'd think that hospitals and different people would have their own stockpiles, okay? States would have the stockpiles. That the federal government would have the stockpiles. But see, they didn't do that. Because the game has been at the top slot. To destroy the United States, the planned destruction of the U.S., the takedown of the U.S. military, the interference by the Bush crowd and all of that prior to the Gulf War, and the knowledge that the mop suits that you guys wore and gals wore in Iraq in the first Gulf War and all of that stuff, that they had pinholes in them, and they knew that there was a large portion of them were compromised, and also the cheek filter masks that a lot of you wore. Gard Nicholson, who had used to be the head of MD Anderson Clinic, he told me that those had been compromised, and they used different compounds and stuff to compromise them, chemicals like Prussian blue and that kind of stuff to eat into the mask. And then that allowed the Gulf War viruses and the Gulf War mycoplasma incognitus to come through. So there is a war on you as human beings by Lucifer and his crowd to kill you and to do a blood sacrifice, which is what I started out about the second story or night on the job here with the old radio show. So I had to get organized at the first, and it was very organized and all of that. And I had a big, nice schedule, and I went down each point and all that stuff. Then I started letting the Lord Jesus tell me what to say and asking him to help me and to direct and guide and do by that. So what I'm trying to say now is this. They have been trying to kill you and reduce the population of planet Earth by 80-90% so that they could have this really wonderful, harmonious Agenda 21 type Earth where the high Lucy's lord over certain groups and they have a certain number of people as their servants and slaves and technological managers and technical programmers and that kind of stuff. And then everybody else, they've deemed a useless eater and should be killed, and that would be the blood sacrifice so Lucifer could gain more souls, because quite frankly, not a lot of them have been ever given over to Jesus or our Father in heaven. So that's what I'm trying to say. Now, what else have I heard about the possibilities? Well, let me talk to you a little bit about the narcotics interdiction. The drug business is one of the largest businesses on the planet. It's a multi-trillion dollar business, okay? You've got oil, food, illegal drugs, big pharma, but illegal drugs is bigger, you know, is great big. And then you have illegal sports betting. Well, let's just look at those. Common sense. Well, nobody's got any sporting events to bet on, do they? So that's curtailed. You've destroyed by shutting down the entire United States under the Gulag Medico. You shut down, and then the CDC, somehow or another, the labs get contaminated, and all of the tests are screwed up from the beginning, and the system is broken also, because it's never been designed to mass test anybody, and there's no backstop or back supply of anything. So we shut down most of the economy in the United States. And in 2 weeks, you got over 10 million people or more filing for first-time unemployment claims. Well, those are just the ones that got through, because in Florida they had 50,000 calls a day. Well, those are just the ones that went through. How many people are out there dialing for dollars for hour after hour after hour, and they said, to heck with this, I'm going to go, you know, get drunk, or I'm going to go jog around the block, or I'm going to go watch TV. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a thing that's been engineered, and because they want to kill 80 to 90% of you up on the planet. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what's going to happen on 4-4. I suspect that there will be some other states will fall in line, like Georgia's falling in line tonight, I believe, and shutting down. I don't know if the rest of Missouri will. I don't know if Iowa will, or Nebraska, or the various ones, or Alabama. But they might. And then you might see an interdiction by military, because Trump did say today that he's calling up more military. Primarily, he said, in the role for the hospitals, and the field hospitals have been set up. Got field hospital in Central Lake Field out in the Seattle area. You know, you got the ship up in L.A., and they're doing other things there. You got the ship up in New York, and then they're building hospital after hospital in Central Park. In the center of it, they got Billy Graham's ministry, they got Samaritan's Purse set up in there. So now that tells me those are combat hospitals and a lot of rays. Either there's going to be a lot more people that get the bug, or they're possibly looking at a scenario where maybe somebody decides to pop the EMP. You pop the EMP, take out the stock markets, everything, that takes all of the business out of America except at the local level and for cash, gold, silver, or barter. So when I say barter town, and I've come back around the corner again here, haven't I? When I say barter town, like from the movie, do you have items that you can barter? do you have sufficient supplies to be your own supply sergeant to where you can withstand the next year, two, three, maybe 3.5 years of great tribulation? But do you have enough to go through July or August? That would be an initial start. But if you can only start with one thing, you get one extra can of chunky soup. That's a ration for one person for one day. It's two meals. You could split it in two. You could throw in some dandelion greens or poke salad or little lettuce you grow in the little garden or even in the winter hoop house, all right? And God bless all those up the old stagecoach stop, because I'll tell you, the Lord has blessed you, and you're having increase your blocks. You got your vegetables are coming up and all the stuff over the winter. And everybody who's planting now, and the Lady J, and everybody who I know is busy, all the different people, and the old Warren Soul Drive, buddy. God bless you and your family down there on Warren Soul Drive. And to all the friends I got out there, if you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I pray that you do, may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Anything is most needed and wanted, believe me. And I'm not Rush Limbaugh, you know, or anybody like that, or anybody even on TV. I mean, even the dumbest idiot on the national TV news, Jim Acosta, probably makes $1 million a year, you know. But anything can be sent. Could be sent to Hawk. Could be Federal Reserve note or metals. That's the easiest. Or check, money order. Okay, too. No problem. HAWK, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. You can also send me a card there, say hello. And then Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. That is an email that I do try to write if you send a question or you something, say hi. I do try to answer emails where I can. I get a lot of them every day. I get maybe 300 a day or something like that a lot of times. And I can't answer every one, but there's a lot of you out there that know that I do answer as I can. So anyway, I would also tell you that Brother Steve Quayle, go to stevequayle.com. You can understand what's getting ready to come by looking at the Cascadia Vimeo. Click on that box of the Cascadia. And incidentally, you can go to stevequayle.com and scroll down all the stories underneath the bottom of all the daily stories. You'll see the banner to click on, the list of Hawk Radio right there. You can click on, that'll take you to the archives as well. So that's just another place to get it. Others of you have written down the different addresses in the past that we've had, that'll take you there, www.gsradio.net/shows/hawk. So that'll take you to it direct. www.gsradio.net/shows/hawk. But if you're listening right now, you probably already know that, so there you go. Now, I'm going to say this, too. The gold and silver that Brother Steve and we've talked to you about all over the years is pretty hard to get physically. The spot prices are real good in terms of, well, that's pretty good price to get that and buy it. But the problem is you can't buy it for the price that spot is, because the Luciferians are manipulating that so they can try to buy it up on the cheap. And they're trying to convince you to sell what you've got to go change it because you've lost your job now and all of that. And as they destroy this economy and we're going back to where we were, They've destroyed the illegal sports betting. The oil business is pretty much in the tank, right? The food business is going up, but we've had problems with the food because the food production at the farm level got goofed up last year with all the rain and the weather and all of the destruction. Remember all of that? All the hogs that died and the chickens, all of that. So we've got higher food prices. That's pretty good. But the drug business is a business that is one of the largest on the planet. So they're not going to necessarily, go at the drug business. Now, apparently the Mexican government and society has been collapsing. According to Hal Turner, that the narco crowd is getting ready to initiate attacks on Mexican banks and attacks on the military depots to steal weapons, explosives, and attacks on the chemical and explosives. And that the United States government might be going to go after that. But the fact is, the cartel has already been in charge of the Mexican government, has been running the Mexican government from the very beginning, and that the Red Chinese are in there because they like those people. And the Red Chinese, do you not think they'd pump a little China White in through the port of Lazaro Cardenas and give it to the narcos and shoulder up the line up here? It ain't all Mexican brown coming in, or that the Red Chinese didn't deal China White back in Illinois in the old days when even old Governor Jim Thompson was in there. And didn't they not trade a lot of that to the Rockefellers for the debt they owed, allegedly? And then wash the profits through the Chicago Mercantile and the Chicago Board of Trade and all of that? Through contracts, a lot of them in grain futures like corn and beans? This drug trade is controlled, has been over the years, by the Committee of 300, allegedly by the Committee of 300 directors of the old British East Indies Stock Company, one of the original stock companies, okay, that controlled the opium trade and all of that for years, then got into the hashish trade and all of that. And they also controlled the blackbird trade, slaves and slave ships. And then that went into banks in London and banks in the United States. And then you get families like the Bush family who allegedly owned the old, back in the old days, the some of the, you know, slave markets in Georgetown, right, D.C. And then also people that owned them in New Orleans. Remember when the flood, Katrina, that it was there that they were saying we were going to correct? Before Katrina wiped out the entire New Orleans, that there were the people that lived up there on Audubon Place. And they said, we're going to correct. And they were big investors in real estate and wanted to bring the casinos in and take and bring in a nice inland waterway from the Gulf that would allow a big cruise ships to come all the way up and dock right there in New Orleans at the casinos, you know, and have Highline stuff there and make it like a little Monaco or something. And then you remember how Katrina was arranged as a storm and how it set off the coast and gathered strength and strength and strength and strength. And then if you remember at the time, if you were paying attention, they showed models of how it was being hit and strengthened by scalar warfare and weather weapons. Stop. Let's grow up here. This is not all like things that are going to be like what they tell you. So what they might do if they attack the cartels is to take it back over for some other portion of the group and bring it more back under the control of the CIA. Which a lot of people that don't understand it is that the people that now run the Gulf cartel in Mexico were the Zetas. The Zetas were the top special forces in Mexico army and military that would allegedly our special forces back in the day in Chiapas went through the jungles of Chiapas when the peasants down there wanted an extra quarter or 50 cents a bushel on their coin or their corn or maize. That they went down there and they killed every son of a buck down there because they had taken up Comandante Cinco, kind of socialist and all of that kind of stuff. And then that brings us all up into a whole lot of stuff with, Terry Reid, all of that, when he talked about being in Mexico and after the Arkansas stuff, all of that was all Operation Centaur Rose run by Poppy Bush. But the Committee of 300 had a director allegedly named Poppy Bush, all right? Who allegedly was the under the CIA auspices and what have you, the Committee of 300 directors, and being a cousin of the Queen of England, and having relationships with big banks, okay, banks in Spain and various places like that. Well, we're out of time tonight, but let me tell you something. Watch this weekend, because they may shut travel down, or you just may see something pop up above and knock out the power grid. But I'm going to tell you, go prepare, go to the store and buy more food and whatever you can get. Don't go to the Roosevelt and have that fight. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology to strike blows against policing. Bandingo Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey, cool, Mickey. They're coming. You'll see them in the optics. And when you do, squeeze the trigger. Don't jerk it. And Archie's protect you against all these. Good night.